Steps in the job seeking process.
Dorinda, thanks for talking to me today.
Oh, thank you for giving me the opportunities to share my experience with students.
And we're talking, aren't we, about the job seeking process, really, essentially. I mean, it's got many stages, but what would you say is the first stage?
I think the very first stage is to get to know about yourself. I think it's always help if you can develop some self-understanding, know your interests, your strengths, your weaknesses, mm-hmm. and the preferred working environment, and it will give you a sense of direction.
Okay.
I think it always helps if you put all your characteristics and experience in a spreadsheet for easy reference.
Right. But at some stage, presumably, job candidates have got to go out and find opportunities,
sure.
job leads, that mm-hmm. kind of thing.
So the second stage would be to know the job market. It will always help if you can develop some market intelligence mm-hmm. and know more about the business you would start your career with. And then you can source for job leads and opportunities. The most traditional right. way would be you read the newspaper, the classified posts and things like that. Or you can come to our Careers Information Center. You can browse the websites or from people you know. And you can always tap the hidden job market by identifying some target employers that you will write unsolicited letters to.
Right. Oh, okay, so we've got two steps so far. Mm-hmm. What would you say is the third step then?
Of course, you have to know more about the job requirements of a particular post.
Mm-hmm.
Because the job requirements actually outlines what the employer is looking for. And it will tell you some sort of clue about the life of that new recruit in, mm-hmm. in the future.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so look at the requirements of particular jobs. But presumably, the jobs must be suitable.
Well, I think in many ways, the job should be in line with your strengths mm-hmm. and in line with your interests. And so with the employer's needs and the requirements in mind, I think it always helps if you can go back to your own personal stock-taking spreadsheet for relevant selling points so that you may be able to match those characteristics to the need of the employer. And it's a marketing project to market yourself to the potential
right.
employer.
Right.
So if you can match all the qualities, then congratulations. But even if you cannot match all, you can highlight those you are strong at and relate some relevant experience to prove that you are suitable.
Okay. And I guess this kind of matching or marketing exercise needs to be followed by getting to know some detailed information about the company.
Of course, yes, because different company may have different culture and different style. Whether this company likes people who are more aggressive,
mm-hmm.
whether they would like a more conservative characteristics, well, it depends. So you have to know, if you can get to know more about the company, it will help you to polish your marketing plan a bit more.
Right. Now, so far we've done a lot of thinking, a lot of research, really. Can we now begin to write something?
Yes, you may always start writing something, but I think you should start by compiling your application, which should include your resume and the covering letter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the old days when I was young, people said we can have one resume for all, but we can make the covering letter unique. But nowadays, with the advancement of the computer technology, I think it's always very easy if you can tailor-make each application,
right,
including the resume and the covering letter.
Yeah,
I think
we have the technology now.
Yes,
right.
Yes,
right.
The efforts will pay off. People will know that you have done your homework and you are very keen to tell you are suitable for that particular post in that particular company.
Okay, so compile a resume. And I suppose the seventh step was write a letter of application or a cover letter, whatever we like to call it. And I understand that some companies even have pre-interview processes. Can you explain something about those things?
Some companies will have very sophisticated screening and selection process. Mm-hmm. They may have written tests, they may have aptitude tests before they can shortlist people for interviews. So I think it's good if you know what sort of steps you will have to go through.
Right, so there may be these pre-interview processes, but then... At last...
The hard part.
yes, that's right.
Right.
But then at last we get to the formal interview, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Right. So with a bit of luck, you'll be invited to a job interview. So preparation is always very important. You have to prepare for the hardware and the software. For the hardware, it includes the documents you have to bring along. It includes the right grooming. You have to dress appropriately for the occasion and things like that. And for the software side, it would not mean too much job if you have done the previous preparation. But again, before the interview, you have to reorganize all the relevant points you want to tell the interviewer. And you remember to substantiate your answers by telling people some evidence to support your strengths.
Okay. Evidence is important. Don't just give answers, but give some kind of backup, some kind of support too.
Right.
Now, you know, there is, I think, a final step to all this, isn't there? Because the interview is not really the end, is it?
Right, yes. The interview is maybe the beginning of the serious selection process.
Right.
Because it may be the first interview, and then they will have the second interview by the line manager or by the supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be still a long way to go, or it may not be your only interview.
Mm-hmm.
You may have other interviews to attend. So I think it always helps if you can review on whether there are things you can improve on.
Right.
And if you think you have done a good job, or if you think the interviewer has done a good job, always write the letter to thank for the opportunities to attend that meeting, that interview meeting.
Yes, of course, I guess a letter of thank you is not only polite, it could actually get you the job.
Right, to show that you are really motivated.
Exactly. Well, thanks a lot, Fadurinder, for taking us through this job-seeking process. It's a long one, isn't it? And a complex one.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Okay, thanks a lot.